Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. That right there is Jason Madison, a.k.a. J Skills. That right there is Trevon Edwards, a.k.a. Black Train. That right there is John Gervais, a.k.a. Big Jerv. Got a hell of a hell of a hell of a hell of a show for y'all today, man. There's so much shit that we've been talking about in the chat. I've been waiting for Sunday. I'm like, man, I can't wait for this shit to get here. We're going to review BMF, of course. We're going to review Snowfall. And this episode, I think this might be the one that tears the podcast apart. Our washcloths for poor people. Should we get rid of Black History Month? Is Ja Wick lost in the sauce? All of these things and more. But first, usually this is the part where I say patreon.com/countthedings, yada, yada, yada. I'm a skip that today because we did launch the GoFundMe for Jade Hoy. For those of you that don't know, Jade was in an accident, a severe car accident at Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving. And, you know, this is something that we've known, but, you know, it wasn't our place to kind of divulge it or talk about, particularly early on when we didn't know what was going to happen to him. We're happy that Jade is progressing slowly but steadily. But obviously he hasn't been able to work and his family is in need. And so if you love this podcast or the Count the Things podcast, the Friday Mailbag or Cinephobe, or if you love Brian Windhorst's podcast on ESPN that he does with Bam McMahon, or if you love the Athletic podcast, if you love the production work of Rob Lopez at Ringer, or Anthony Mays at Lebatard Network and here, or John Gervais, or Jerome, Black Dragon Roll. If you love the podcasts and voices of, I can't even count them. There's so many people.
Shit, me.
Yeah, Trey, Big Waz, right? The reality is this. If you listen to sports podcasts, particularly basketball podcasts, chances are one way or another, Jade Hoy had something to do with it. Either he helped a producer get a start or he encouraged talent to start podcasting, or he, like in the case of Trey, plucked niggas off the street and said, hey, man, I think you could do this. Jade has some responsibility there. And so we ask you to go donate to his GoFundMe. Ben Aronson tweeted out the link. I tweeted out the link. I'm going to continue to retweet it and put it out there and put it on my Instagram. If you search any of our shit, mine or Trey or Zach Harper's or whoever, you're going to see we've got something there. So take the time and donate what you can. You know, we don't typically ask y'all for this. Also know that Jade has been a guy that in the past when people were in need, he was that guy trying to set up GoFundMes and trying to help people. So just return the favor there, like I said, not because of pity or because whatever, but just as a token of appreciation that you have for the entertainment you consume that he's been partially responsible for. Watch Costa Ja Morant. What do y'all want to do?
Ja Morant, man. I just talked about Ja, man. And I guess I'm gonna say this.
The serious analysis exists everywhere else. I just want to talk about the memes, man, because if this nigga's hope was like, yo, nigga's gonna look at me as a real deal gangster, like the exact opposite happened. Like, nigga's been clowning this nigga. I think my favorite shit might be nigga say, why he holding the gun for fucking Harlem Nights? You know, Harlem Nights itty bitty little gun.
Or the cricket from Men in Black.
Oh man! Oh my God! Why is this nigga shirt off? That was another question that came up a lot. Let's see what else.
I won, man. I won Twitter, dog. I got 201,000 views. I said, Ja held the gun up like he just got some keys to his first apartment.
Yeah,
they called that nigga Ja Wick. They photoshopped this nigga on. My man Wood Harris in Above the Rim.
Can we put that one to bed?
You off?
Why?
One?
You like that one?
Anytime any nigga does anything remotely with a gun, here come the Wood Harris John with now.
He's a basketball player.
Right, it's more fitting. It's more fitting with this. Jared.
Also for our very serious listeners, black people, you know this. Laughter hides the pain and all the rest of the other BS. Let us have our jokes. All right, jokes, let's go. Keep going. Because okay, I already talked about on the NBA pod about the, hey, John, you got to do this.
Yeah. Everyone did the big brother/uncle speech for John Morant. I'm sure this nigga's heard it enough. Let's get these jokes off. I like the one where they said John after his 2-game suspension, and it's a nigga coming out the pen. I'm free at last and shit like that. I like, what else did they have? They've been doing this 8-mile one for a while, but run it back one more time, where they take a B Rabbit's fucking freestyle and they apply it to all of Ja's life. They show what school he went to, all that. What else you got?
My boy Dragonfly said Ja Morant DNP wilding on the gram.
Oh, Ja Morant's the first nigga to make it out of the NBA straight to the hood.
That shit.
Oh, this one. Ja Morant, when the Grizzlies ask him why he flashed a gun on IG Live. It's the fucking kids bop, little nigga. And the caption is, some real nigga shit y'all wouldn't understand.
Hey, Trey, one of the things that we was getting engagement with was, where would Ja be from in L.A.?
Oh, the suburban L.A. account?
Yeah. So
they said San Bernardino or Carson. Couple places that's like outskirts.
Yeah, I said Ladera because I thought he would be a light skinned Westchester nigga, but niggas was disagreeing, saying he would be Long Beach nigga, which is
that's even more
shot.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, so that's even more.
I don't think he could be from our hood, bro, because he just in general, first of all, nigga,
y'all niggas from Long Beach.
I was gonna say, I'm not from Long Beach.
No. I'm just talking about he can't be from the county in general, he can't be from LA County. Yeah, like he moving too crazy. First of all, niggas not posting no damn gun online. Like, nigga, we not doing that.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Like, that's that new generation, bro, where a nigga posting the pistol at a nigga got the big ass fucking super soaker gun,
right?
Holding it, posting it at the camera, like he can actually shoot the camera. Like, these niggas is doing way too much, bro. Keep the guns offline. If you really got one. Keep it online.
The funniest shit. Did y'all hear why he beat the kid up? In the
stuff? Because they were throwing the ball or checking allegedly. The ball at each other.
Let me just put allegedly out there for you.
So for those who don't know, so he's playing pickup at his house. He's got this kid who's apparently like one of the best high school players in the city. And he's like kind of been a mentor to the nigga or whatever. And so Ja like did the, you know, niggas always do this shit when they try to test people. Did the checkup nigga, and he threw that shit hard at him. And so the kid caught it, and he fucking threw that shit hard back, but I guess Ja wasn't paying attention, and that shit fucking hit him in the face.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yo, I just, the thought of that shit made me laugh so hard, because that nigga, I know when he first threw that check at that little nigga, you knew he thought he was like, yeah, punk-ass bitch, and turn around looking at his boys, and pop! And if you've been hit in the face with a basketball, there's no way to look cool. There's no way. And, you know, if it hits you right here on the nose, then you start tearing up. And like, it didn't hurt like that, but, like, it's just an involuntary reaction. I knew that nigga had to have happened. But that nigga get mad enough to beat that nigga.
For sure, bro. Anytime I feel like everybody who's played basketball has had this exact scenario happen to them. Like, the checkup. Where either you or somebody else throws the ball too hard, and then that next throw hits the person, and then it's like, okay, now what are we gonna do? Most of the time, nigga's natural reaction is to pull his shorts up and like, nigga, what's up? You know, and if it's niggas watching, it's most likely something's gonna happen. You can't de-escalate it. It's just like, that's just what it is.
Yep.
You know, so I really. Like when people were throwing that shit in the hole, like, oh, Ja's a bad, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that just sound like some niggas playing basketball. Now, if he brought a gun out on him after that, that's a little wild. Or even like, they said, like,
nah, all he did was show it in his waistband, like the 90s movies.
Yeah. But why would you show your gun after you?
Also,
because that's what they do on the movies, bro. He's living out the movie.
This nigga, man.
Imagine a nigga like, you got problems?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like,
was he hooping with it in his legs?
Apparently, hooping with the
apparently the trying to shoot his fucking leg off.
He had the FN on him. What was it?
To have it in your waistband is nuts, though. To have a blicky in your waistband,
or at your crib too.
Yeah, you know.
You're not even out. Like,
what's going on?
You got up out of bed, put your basketball shorts on, and then said, let me put this.
What's that movie? What's y'all
trying to have home court? Movie,
How to Be a Menace?
Don't be a menace.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be a menace. Yeah.
That nigga trying to have motherfucking home court advantage too much.
Yeah, okay, man, we got some guests coming over today. All right, shit, hold on.
That's why he ain't worried about nobody out the west.
Hey, he moving like stretched. Hey, he moving like he about to meet the connect. He acting like T.
Right. Yeah, he like G Money out there.
Oh man.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Fucking job. All right, last one. Go ahead.
Washcloth, man.
Washcloth. Real quick, we got to get into this. So I didn't watch the clip. I just saw the caption, and it said, washcloths are for poor people. And I said, well, hold on.
With your broke ass.
What are rich people using then?
Loofah.
Trey, what do you use?
No, I don't. First of all, shout out to me hooking me up. With the Amazon scrubber.
The antimicrobial scrubber, baby.
Got the antimicrobial scrubber. Yeah. I get one. I got like boxes of them shits now, thanks to him. I just end up ordering a bunch. Yeah, so when it's time to swap them out, I swap them out. But you always got to have, here you go. First of all, you always got to have washcloths for your guests. Always. Never fails. I have stayed at some of my white friends' house, and I give them the most shit of like, bro, y'all ain't got no watch. Because they just give me the beach towel. And I'm like, all right, nigga, you know, what am I supposed to do with this right now, nigga? I'm not. Okay, shout out to the hand. Cool.
No, that's what they want you to use. I'm not promoting the hand. Let me be clear.
Hold on. If it's like body wash and not like a bar of soap, how are you supposed to use your hand?
I've done it before. I've been poor. I've been poor. I think it's the complete opposite. Niggas who don't have washcloths is poor. You know what I'm saying? They're telling the wrong story. But I have did my little circular motion and shit. I enjoy. Nigga Jason. But I enjoy.
No, because, bro, I'm flabbergasted that this is the convert. Like, people wash their body with their hand, not realizing, like, when I was growing up, my dad would always get on me for having collars with fucking dirt in the back.
Put some alcohol to the back of your neck.
But if you wash the back of your neck with a washcloth and scrub your body, nigga, you will see trails of dirt on
Jason,
your back.
Jason, first of all, you got people that's not cleaning their belly buttons, not washing the back of their knees. You know what I'm saying?
He's not here, but one of the niggas that ain't on this pod don't even wash his legs, my nigga.
He just gets up to the knee, and just lets gravity handle the rest.
Like, you're not getting between your toes, your fingers, your earlobes, all that compact dirt. It all compact dirt, and we got people that don't even do that. When they brush their teeth, they not scrubbing their tongue. I mean, they scraping their tongue.
Scraping their
they
tongue,
not gar-
man.
They not gargling no fucking mouthwash. Hey, like, it's a lot of Ayo. Yes, yes, Ayo. But these are the things of like basic necessities. Cool if you don't, if you can't afford it. You know, maybe your priorities is messed up. I don't know, but
nah, a, yo, washcloths you get like $20
from
for
the
a dollar
store, my nigga. Yeah, like, yo, come on,
there's no such thing as I can't afford a washcloth.
You can that's afford a, the okay. eighth. You can afford the washcloth, my nigga. I'm sorry, the eighth and the washcloth. You gotta pick and choose.
And you also can afford my book for $6.
But I feel like loofahs don't even do the same job as washcloths. Because
first of all, if you a wild nigga, black people scrub differently, right? That loofah gonna look like a messed up fucking hair after a while if you scrub it right. Because that loofah don't last too long, bro. That motherfucker
all that shit, like you went to work on it.
That shit clings bacteria to it too, man. That's why you gotta get it. I use an antimicrobial scrubber, but also you know what I do? I got a washcloth for the sensitive areas because I need to get in there with something that's not gonna touch the rest of my body, man. So
If you're using one thing all over your body,
So to be clear, got a scrubber for the regular parts of my body, got the washcloth for the unmentionables, and then I got like one of those like the face like vibrating thing. Pause if necessary. Like the scrub the just my face. That's it, man. And those are the and then I got a fourth thing for my hair sometimes, but not a. I cut my hair down.
That's the one thing I wash with my hands is my face. Like, I wash my face with my hands. You know what I'm saying? And, like, sometimes I'll get
it. Closer to the common man with me.
Right.
Now, you're not all the way common man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give you that.
Right.
But, you know, you don't strike me as the guy that's got six different options of, you know, for your, every angle of your body. You know, there's six.
Gravity, bro. Gravity, bro. Up. You go up. You know,
you don't strike me as the nigga that got the you don't strike me as the facial kind of nigga. Well,
no, not at all. No.
Look at these niggas, bro.
I get some sea breeze. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas out here shaming self care. You niggas is crazy. I got the craziest massage, by the way, up in motherfucking Park Slope. Went to Golden Stone Happy. Niggas did the hot motherfucking stone shit for the Bodie Cash. Yeah. And the foot rub. Come on, Jerv. Let me tell me I'm bougie, nigga. It was a hole in the wall.
Oh, no. I think, listen, one thing I spend on is the massage, my nigga. Like, yo, I take care
of it. Jerv the perv.
All right, Robert Kraft.
Come on.
Lotus of Siam ass, nigga.
Oh, my God. You paying the
on that. You paying extra for what?
He paying the extra for the happy. He gets the happy.
On that note, that's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Jason Madison. Shout out to John Gervais, to Trayvon Edwards. And to you, the listener, reminder, patreon.com/countthethings. But also, go ahead and check out our social media. Check out that GoFundMe for Jade Hoy. Let's get him back on his feet, him and his family back on their feet. If it's $10, it's $100, it don't matter, man. Whatever you can throw in there, that would be much appreciated. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.